So, you know, oh, so $35 fly fishing, eight fly fishing, totally separate, and then where's the bay? From here.
Getting around the United States in these
steps. That's right.
Okay,
As a result, you know, there's a...
Another thing we were thinking of, we're always trying to think of the way.
Do you pick up there?
Does Don have moves?
He has got one Japanese crew.
Yeah, that was something.
In other words, they don't have to walk the 4 miles. Drop off, fish down the outlet of the way, and fish right in the lake. And jump back in the plane and all.
Yeah.
In a matter of hours.
Or you can drop off, pick them up tomorrow.
If there's a revenue there.
Places to stay there?
One of the best
programs.
You'd have to have somebody who can take the group.
So what you really want to do is drop off today and be picked up today. And you can pick them up either on top there or down.
You should almost, probably have to contract to have it done, but have someone take them.
Reservation due for that?
Right, but it should be an up-to-date type thing that takes in all of Don's activities. In other words, follows him, like, say, through a year of flying. See, then you've got it all in one day. And a man going through it's got him flying north of let me tell you, man, that's a hard race. That's a hard race. One night you're here, for 3 nights you're in here, 500 miles away, and 3 nights. He takes his own moves. We've seen him before we came
here.
I'll put it back.
Yeah, you never know. You don't want the mood of the public to be the mood of the so-called market.
Also, the green.
Well, I'll tell you, the market is about 40 months.
Right. It's in his favor, that's for sure.
Lakes, for instance, lakes are having good. People are much more aware of the what's going on in Alaska. We're all more than in Ohio. Whereas 15, 20 years ago, Alaska was showing place where it was snowing out there.
Right, well, this is recently, they did a lot of C6, the best day, looks like she kind of came up with her finger, and she went through, went back and reported to her, and they had, and they said, you know, this is not what it's like.
Well, would that be a good place to put on one of these?
Do it yourself.
Yeah, when I hear it, so.
Get rid of it, yeah.
Now they're red, the time is right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's okay, I mean, that one.
Four and, $20 a day. You can get a tape recording of crashing equipment.
Yeah.
And then they can, this is true, you know, have a mall. Right, you burn the cabin down.
I think it's more people are expecting to see.
Sure. Boat.
Is it a fee for them?
Two boats?
Sure.
Well, there's two there, but sometimes.
You wait some time, maybe you grab them.
It's just like this big conservation with two and a lot of other things.
And people want to camp now.
Well, yeah,
pretty on the order. Okay, what's the cost of the market?
I feel like it really comes down.
How far?
So, you know, all of a sudden, $35 for a flight station, eight flight dishes, totally separate. And they can split it.
Far.
They take on that, you know, that's just terrible. The thing is,
how many people?
They want to do something. They act on all that.
But yeah, don't pay for the bag.
Yeah.
$50 down, Chris.
Yeah.
With the oil, it's a huge pot.
So it's just $70 round trip, $20 a day for the cabin. And they take their own sleeping bags and stuff like that. Own sleeping bags. $350
pounds
of bag. Okay. Hey, that cabin sounds good. Then on top of there, it's camping. And then there's all the lodges, which are regular places to stay.
Works really on this river, isn't it? Like my
over to my house.
Yeah. A lot of people like to come in and
We'll cover all the motels and everything in town too.
Well, they look to me is if you go to the city.
Good, well, that's good.
Say,
you
I have a fish
camp.
And then you've got that many cars. That's kind of 7 city range. Well, it's in the market.
Yeah.
And you saw our art center. I want to turn up in the copy center. Some guy over there.
Laying around here.
Here, here's a copy of this.
Well, he's got picture three we'll take care of, I think.
I think so. So I'll put somebody else in. That's of course how he's
looking. Yeah.
They're not of a local area.
Yeah.
We don't have to cut it on our roads.
Right.
One thing we've got, this one looks like a sound. Glenn McNally. Yes. What else do you want?
Sounds good. We got one place for just camping.
Yeah, but you forgot the main thing.
Oh, yeah, the main
thing. Right. We're going to have at least 36 expeditions. And also, they're geared up to all summer service. They understand. They want to be a minimum of six or 85 of their own to do this. So there's
a new one.
And also, they're also right now,
power snow 40 feet in the air.
Haven't seen water. Got shot out of the tent. All it says is,
Just checking the phone book. He's operating now.
That means a lot too. Like the
Okay, summer skiing, minimum 6, 85 each.
Stay
at the mountain house included. So right now it's open about ski down and hike up.
They must say what people are going to do.
Flights available to expedition camp.
Oh, yeah. Flights are there.
When you fly into the lodges, that's everything's taken care of when they get to the lodge.
They want to get plastered, they've got a car, they've got a prohibition, they've got a boat, they want to be a nice tackle, they start off with sit down at the top table,
anybody need assistant guidance, Paul? Larry Rivers.
This means that nothing more.
Rivers, RIVER. Bring down CB radio if anybody needs to.
You're just appearing in there as a routine thing. In other words, you wouldn't want to exclude yourself from it. Because you could run into some real lines later on. Because if this thing's like, let's just say, hypothetically, I'd say one of the possibilities is that if you go on a life benefit would be a movie.
So,
either a full length movie or an hourly, hourly television show. It's already been done.
Like
American sports are fair. A lot of money to be made. Then you get more like, who knows, these are all things that have got to be thought about ahead of time. So you're on a contract with your office. Well, I'm aware we
start. Thanks for dropping in.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you.
Normal.
Okay, good to hear of anybody else or anything that needs help.
Nick's a hard taskmaster, but he's a good, runs a hard operation. He's great. The main thing about advertising anything is getting it right.
Yeah. Right.
If he's got a rate, well, find out right from him what it is. Right?
Right. Thank you.
So the bear was still there.
Oh, boy, that is
son of a gun.
Yes, really. I wanted to react with you. You know, I thought maybe it'd be good to sit down with Jerry, just to sit down, you know, and just kind of talk about mainly what I'm interested in is some of this way I ask these questions. I don't really know how to ask. Like, for instance, after he gets done flying on the Kindle, really goes up and extends himself. What's he like? In other words, get nervous for me, or do you really feel mind you, this stuff will stay right on the page for you.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, for one thing, it's very tedious, and the high altitude really takes a great toll physically on him. And he'll come home quite tense and exhausted, but it's like anything, any kind of flying he does, he's always willing to go on another flight.
Yeah.
No matter how tired, if there's enough daylight left and there's still a couple more flights, he'll take them. Don is the most good-humored, patient man, so that no matter how exhausted or tired he is, he never takes it out on me.
Yeah, right. How about some of these? Well, like, I can't remember the date on the tape, but he was one of these tapes he described when he spun a 180 into a lake someplace, you know, floats.
No, that was before I went.
Yeah. How about the time he went into the cottonwood trees out here between here and Anchorage?
No, I wasn't around then. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he was earlier.
Yeah. I'll tell you about when he 2 years ago, we spent an awful lot of money buying Juliet, Cessna 185, stole conversion, all exotic accessories, and cracked it up on the Hayes Glacier.
Was that the one he flipped when he was checking the snow gauge or something?
That was summer before last. No, he was flying climbers into the glacier, and Freak winds. He landed fine and was in his roll-off taxi. And his wing just took him and just flipped him.
I thought he was checking a snow gauge or something.
No, he's taking mountain climbers.
Now, is that the only plane he's flipped in the last couple 3 years?
Since we've been married.
Yeah. So like, we came down here. Remember, we came down here, and he was just... We were up at Miami Lake on the way down here. We stopped there to fish, and he said we met some people from Talpita, and they said that he had flipped the plane.
Yeah.
Jeez, I got all shook up.
Oh yeah.
We were, you know, coming down here. And yeah. The next day, we fly with.
Did you see him with a big black eye?
Yeah.
Face? Had, you saw
what
him.
What did he have on his face? Was that like looked like oil, grease? Not grease,
no,
but like
vaseline. No, was just completely. His skin was discolored from the banging in the.
I know, but it looked shiny. He probably had unguent or something.
Oh yeah. Oh, he was putting. Let's see. His face hurt so bad, but he was getting sunburned, so he did. It was unguent he put all over his face.
Oh, did he? The plane didn't burn.
No, it just crumpled.
Yeah.
But the thing I'm getting at is he came, we finally got him out of there, the rescue did. We couldn't even get a Jack Wilson to go, can I call him? He couldn't get in. And he came home, and he was, I could tell, in shock, a form of shock. And he was all banged up, and he hadn't had any sleep for 2 or 3 days. But we had a whole lineup of traffic, and he just went. He came in, washed up, changed his clothes, and went out and flew the rest of the whole day.
Well, yeah.
And not a sore word to anybody.
Right.
Not a.
You know that.
Nothing. He just
probably
went on about
the
his business.
That I've known down. That impressed me more than anything else because
he
we came down on Saturday, and I think he did that on Thursday. Thursday
June
or Friday.
16th. I can't remember. I know it was June 16th.
Anyway, we came down on a Saturday. You know, the kids and I. And he was out here getting his cover, three-quarter cover. And he had to go up, I think, on North Hess. He was taking
Hayes?
Some climbers for Hayes.
Yeah, he had to go back and take the rest of the climbers in that
right.
He hadn't got in yet.
He was shook.
You
know?
Oh, you bet, yeah.
I could tell it.
Yeah.
He kept mumbling about his bad day on Mount Hess or whatever it was.
Hayes.
And you could just tell that he didn't want to go, you know, but he was going.
Yeah.
Because he knew if he didn't, he was going to get the better. You know?
Well, he had
you
two climbers yet to go in,
right.
Too. Yeah.
So anyway, and that was the time he had to land down the glacier or some darn thing. He was telling me about it the following Wednesday. Yeah. And that really impressed me because I knew darn well that the guy was just, he was going because
he was exhausted.
He would rather not, you know.
And he was in shock. He'd been beat up.
Right.
But he came home and kind and patient with the children. He went on about his business. I was terribly worried about it. I thought that...
Well, Mike flew us in fishing, and then Don came in the following Wednesday. Yeah, by that time, he got some sleep.
Yeah.
He was back to shape.
But this is the kind of fellow he is. You can't break
right.
him.
Right.
You can't break him temporarily, permanently, or anything.
You know what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, me as a mission.
I couldn't. If
so
I was a man,
there.
I couldn't either.
But, that's what he likes, you know.
Right. Well, and that...
He'd probably go bananas, you know, doing the...
Right. It boils down to
the
this.
Punch press.
He knows that he's doing... That he's really lucky to be doing what he loves most.
Sure.
Making a living at it.
Sure.
So, all the hard stuff and the
that's
stuff
right.
you don't especially care for goes with it is just part of the job.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that you can do what you like doing.
Does he, generally speaking, like, you know, he's servicing these climbing groups up there in McKinley. Does he generally worry about his I mean, beyond the business, I think, you know, being there on time and so forth, does he worry about the landings that he has to make, the weather, and does he get uptight about going in, for instance?
He gets uptight he gets uptight more about keeping someone waiting.
Yeah, right, I know he does that.
Then, as far as I know, he just never worries about...
Doesn't worry about the flying itself.
No. But he knows that his limitations, if the weather's bad, if he won't go, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And he does push it sometimes, too, for sure.
Yeah.
But I've never known him to worry or fear any part of flying. Never. He'll come home and he'll say, good God, you wouldn't believe what I just went through. And then he'll tell the whole tale.
Yeah.
And you can see
but
he really shook
it.
Up. Really shook up.
Yeah,
but he'll
it.
Go right back and do it again.
Well, that's it. You know, it's a challenge. I'm sure that he
yeah.
I'm sure that they, you know, like I say, and so on, and talking on your side every day, I mean, that to me was probably the same sensation as he gets.
Sure, yeah.
Much lesser scale. Mm-hmm. That was the greatest thing that ever happened in my life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a real milestone.
Yeah.
No kidding.
That was really, really something. Well, you know, these are the things that there's no way that I can just decide from listening to tapes, you know, because what he's telling me is that he's telling me an account of something.
Right.
What happened.
A description.
And he doesn't ever stop and say, well, man, well, I was really shook. You know, or whatever. Like, for instance, at the time, were you around when he was taping that, you know, I had those UCLA climbers up there?
No, he goes back to Benjamin Schiff. No, I don't listen.
That we landed, you know, with the land lights and papers and cherishing. It was pitch dark. I could just visualize
up on the Kehoka Glacier.
No, it was.
You mean the big rescue?
No, it was just a climbing party. As far as I know, they didn't have any
grief.
Yeah, he had about 2 days, 2 day and night. They threw him off the May Creek. I think it was Logan.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was just a landing room. But I could just visualize what little I know about flying an airplane. Man,
it's fantastic. It's
pitch dark.
He is truly, an artist
in
his chosen field.
Been at it a long time.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you don't do something like that for that long.
But you also don't stay alive that long.
Right.
It's really good.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't gotten the tapes that he did of his time he spent in association with Morrison. He's got one.
You want to be sure and get that.
Yeah, he's got one tape that is when he first met looking fishing and so forth. But and I assume he's going to now have some more tapes.
Yeah, I think Stubb pretty well, you know, mostly Bankfield got it rolling.
Yeah.
And loved to fly too.
Sure. So he was a pilot.
He was a professional gambler by trade.
Well, what I mean is he flew.
He did fly, and he flew for Talkeet Air Service too.
Really
I see. Yeah, they did.
Well, did he learn how to fly after he met the Hunter?
I don't know. He didn't even fly.
How long ago was it?
Gee. 16 years plus 9 years, 25 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's right, yeah. See, when I came here 9 years ago, Lita said, I said, oh no. Well, I don't know for sure.
But you didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
Well, it's really fascinating. Of course, now, like I said before, you know, I don't lock the horns with this idea that now I've got to actually sit down and start putting out pages.
I know.
And I'm not worried about it or anything, but I'm aware of the fact that unless I know Don, you know, and I can, it's impossible to write about somebody, you know, and say, well,
I know.
This struck him this way or whatever, and this is what I'm going to have to do.
Yeah.
Unless I get some information like this.
Right. Well, let's see. He is the most, he's a fantastically determined person.
Yeah.
I mean, but he won't take idiotic chances.
Mm-hmm. No.
And like when he was ill, he was determined to pull through. And I really think it's the case that he will have stuff back.
Yeah.
Life, really. And he's hardworking.
She's in good shape, too. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. You can tell that, you know, just getting around.
Yeah.
No.
If he wasn't,
he'd be bagged up.
Yeah.
And boy, flying.
And especially on McKinley, the altitude.
Right.
Now, I've gone up there once with him, you know, and we spent a couple hours. I get back down here, I'm just fagged out because of the altitude.
Yeah.
And he does this all day long, back and forth, and up to 14,000 feet.
Of course, that's the thing. See, he's up there often.
Could be that he's conditioned to it, right.
Plus, he doesn't smoke cigarettes. So.
Right.
If he wants to take me up that Catfish Mountain, I'd see that. I'll probably run up 5,000 or 4,000 feet, you know. Well, of course, you know, he didn't say hardly anything, you know.
Right, but, and he may not want to, and
right.
He may not even want to see the book, but
sure.
I know that from the age of 12 on, he lived with this aunt and uncle on this ranch and did tough work.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with it.
Oh, sure.
And his sister just told me he slept out in his little bunkhouse all by himself, and I don't think he had a heat or anything. I mean, he was toughened somewhere.
Sure.
To where he, yet, it's funny, he's the toughest guy. But he's almost also the most gentle.
Yeah.
Fell he'd ever known. He's a real paradox in his
yeah.
disposition.
I get the biggest kick out of him when we were flying, you know, like last fall and took some sheep on there.
Mm-hmm.
He acts like he's got all the time in the world going in there. But the minute you're unloaded, what on short time,
yeah. Yeah.
Away you go. This
yeah.
Is,
it's
really, really tough. Dan gets Don is a very interesting person, matters and so forth.
Right, yeah.
He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
What star do you think he's already put?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he didn't have much about his childhood at all.
Yeah.
He just mentioned that he was great.
Maybe on this new tape that where he was following your list, maybe he
could. Yeah. I wanted to find out, of course, what word he was on.
Yeah.
I doubt very seriously, now I might formally include a chapter in the book about his, you know, his upbringing and so forth, but
mm-hmm.
I kind of doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the book will sort of, what I will use is his description of how he was in the earlier times. And that was excellent.
Yeah.
He had he's got quite a bit of material about what Talkeetna was like.
Good, yeah.
And,
it is interesting that he ended up here.
Yeah, yeah, sort of.
Pretty places to go,
yeah.
And especially in those days. You know,
yeah, right.
This was really remote then.
Yeah, I imagine. So, what is Don, again, for lack of a better way of putting it, what did Don think of his father?
Oh, my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Did they get along real great?
Oh, yeah.
Or odd ends? Or?
No, they get along really
yeah.
good. Oh, Don seems to really admire him.
I've often wondered that, you know, whether he,
yeah.
whether he emulates your dad, because
not
a lot
emulate,
of stuff
but,
he does is similar, you know? And I've often wondered, too, whether there was a direct, of course, obviously he was flying glaciers before he moved.
Yeah,
so,
right,
you know,
yeah. Oh, yeah, he really admires Dad, and he has, you know, great respect for him, and they talk over airplanes practically,
yeah,
and that's
right.
all they talk about
right.
when they get together, and tell each other their tales,
yeah.
that their exaggerated tales.
Yeah, yeah. and their stories, yeah. Did your dad ever want Don to go to work for him?
No.
Charlie realized he
could. Yeah. Oh,
Don
wouldn't. No,
I'm sure
Don's
that flying a scheduled airline flight would be
yeah.
not like, you know, watching the flying fall off the great.
You know, my dad's got a great sense of humor. He says, well, Roberta, you should marry him. He's got a job.
yeah, yeah. What are you doing? He's got a job, yeah.
No, it's Dad has great respect for Don's, you know, the way he wants to live.
Well, he's probably one of the few people on Earth that can really understand what makes him tick.
Yeah.
Why he enjoys what there is about what he does. If he really does.
Yeah.
Yes, it's.
I get along great.
Well, when did Don meet Ray? When did Ray come?
Let's see, 1966 was the winter flying, and that's when Ray Janae first walked in on me.
Is that
first
right?
First time we met, yeah.
Well, had he been here in the United States prior to that, or?
He had been in Canada prior
Canada.
To that. I guess he spent a couple of three, 4 years in Canada. And then he came to Alaska, and he was in some painting business downtown.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then he left the winter flying and came back 2 years later and started
I remember seeing Don land
yeah.
up there. So.
Right.
He lived
yeah.
up right below the instrument.
On the ski hill there, yeah. Yeah, he came home and talked about that. I met
yeah.
him on the ski hill.
yeah.
I said, what?
yeah. Took her right into campus. Yeah,
Ray's a lot like Don in this bit about determination, drive, hardworking. He'll take on any job, any time, you know, if he feels it needs to be done to further whatever you're doing.
Does what's her name, Marlene, climb a lot with him?
She's been up, let's see, she went to the summit with him year before last, and then last year she went up as far as 18,000, but she's been on three.
Well, she was with him when they got those gallons.
Right, yeah, that's
because
right.
Because
Don
mentioned in the tape that she backed it.
Yeah, she's been on about three expeditions with him. She's been on the summit.
I know that climb really shook me.
Yeah.
Not the climb, but the fact that those gallons.
Oh, I haven't seen him so upset about that.
Yeah, right.
Because he
was. Yeah, you know, prior to that, he had talked often, you know, about different you know, clients, you know, and different people he'd taken in.
Yeah,
so
he was visibly
just sort of
about that.
In the line of business, that type of thing.
Yeah.
He had been, it hadn't been very long before we came down.
Right.
That for our annual fishing job that he had gotten his job off.
Yeah.
Boy, he talked about it, and he literally almost had tears.
I know.
He was really
shocked. Well, they were such sweet girls, so innocent, and I think with all the Japanese, they're so honorable, and humble, you know, that they were extra special. I know one thing, as far as the mountain climber goes, that's his greatest pride, is taking mountain climbers.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that's the biggest deal.
That's all I can take. You're going to get rid of him. He's obviously very, very interested. And he's interested not only in the flying, but in mountaineering itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The techniques that
he can speak the technical language.
Right. Do these Japanese climbers, do very many of them speak English or English?
They usually have one in it. Each group that can speak at the minimum broken English to where we can.
So,
But most of them can.
So
we do a lot of
sign English in school, and I talk to them. It's almost like required language, but they don't learn to speak it.
Right, well, there's quite a number of
them.
Then we can Japanese, that's for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. It gets kind of amusing. We'll get a bunch out here, and maybe one of them will speak broken English, and Don, he'll try to describe something to him. That should be the case. He says, an airplane? He's got them just howling. They just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Yeah.
He's so entertaining. And I've seen other people come in, maybe they're kind of... just not humorous people or they're kind of stiff. And he'll say something, they just warm up to it.
Yeah.
People warm up to Don just automatically. And I think it's mostly because he's so human.
Sure, well, you know, he's correct. He does play around mentioning words.
Right, yeah.
People realize, I know I did when I first met him, here's a guy who, you know, you can talk to. If he doesn't say anything, why, you probably going to assume it's not worth saying.
Yeah.
And if he does say something, why, please. I had him take it up. And that's kind of the guy I like.
Yeah. We were talking about you last fall. You know, we had all kinds of people through here. And especially on the hunting bit. And gee whiz, so many of them, you know, if they go out and they don't get their game or something, they come back, they're just really gross, you know. You were just so happy about everything.
Yeah,
and
Don
says, now that's the kind of guy I like to work with.
Well, you know, to me,
even though you were shot down and you were...
Coming down on the train, enjoy the whole thing.
That's just
enjoy
it. You enjoyed everything about your trip.
I've tried to raise my kids that way, too.
Yeah.
If you get something, that's just an added...
That's the bonus, so to speak.
Yeah, that was a real experience.
Yeah.
You can go back up there, hopefully, this fall. We can go back in there. What I'd like to do, Don, of course, mentioned that he had that group that went in there after we were in there last fall. It came to set the grease up in there in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
And he's got that on tape. And what we'd like to do is they build a stretch to get in there.
And Don was saying last time.
Was this the ones with the donkeys and the horses?
Yeah,
the dog team.
Yeah,
and this
right.
plane crash.
Right.
Oh, that's a pretty good story.
Yeah.
And that just happened last year.
I know it. Well, that's one of them that I think I may want to use, but in this sample chapter.
I've been looking into it. Yeah, he's occupied. That's more important than
right.
But that's another thing about things like this. What if people look in a book and see a story about themselves? Is that bad or good?
No, you. Generally speaking, you.
Don't use names.
Well, you can. It depends on. It's generally just a simple decision. Obviously, like this web thing.
Right.
You know, if we use it at all, we'll change his name completely.
Or just say,
and then you're not legally
this millionaire hunter.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But, you can pretty well tell immediately whether a guy is going to, after the thing is written, you read through it, and you use the real name when you go through it, and if...
like Janae, was that true?
No, you know.
Right. Oh no! But I was thinking about some of these things.
She's talking about just hunters, people.
Or let's say, for instance, Donnie, he'll tell these humorous stories, and maybe there's someone sort of the gold in the story that is the joke's on him.
Well, change the name.
Yeah, or just not use the name. Just say give him a title like the hunter.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, there's no problem. Just a simple matter of if there's something offensive about it, you don't use it.
Yeah.
Or else you change the guy's name, or you don't use the name. Yeah.
Or like, see, for instance, that Perry Green of that furrier shop, big fur trip.
Oh, when they had that big fur trip.
Yeah, he's making fun of him.
No, not really. Yeah. I don't think so. I would never write it that way.
Yeah.
In listening to the tape, I just assumed, here's a couple guys, and Don sort of, in describing him, he had him, obvious. It was very obvious the guy liked to gamble.
Yeah.
And, so what? A lot of people like to gamble.
Sure.
No big thing. But I didn't get the impression Don was making fun of.
Yeah.
When they left Wainwright, Don didn't want to leave, and this guy did, and they pretty much had some real problems there. But beyond that, it's just a story. I could see where this thing of web were written down detail for detail, and that's why it might be a little bit offensive, obviously. But you don't use the names, or if you change the name, there's no legal way. He advises me on all this stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
Probably in Alaska, knows the most about publishing. Probably
so, probably
for most of the states. One of the little incidents, too, that come to mind, and just yakking on Don, when was it, last year, the year before, when we were down here fishing? No, it was last year when we came down here, it was the day before we went up to Chinook. Dan and I came down. We were hanging around here in the evening, and Don was coming and going. When we got here, he had just come back with the girls from fishing up at Spink Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had their fishing rods all tangled up. So we were helping them untangle them.
I remember.
Yeah.
He was so nice.
But anyway, he was out here cleaning those fish. So, I was, I was helping clean the fish there, shoot and breathe with them. I didn't pay too much attention to notice that we ate dinner, and then later on in the evening, Don went out, got to go somewhere, and gets in 180 and took off, and then I think I was talking to you later on, turns out he'd taken those fish down to Anchorage.
Yeah, to my dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, that's kind of...
I forgot all about that.
Did he do that just because he...
Right. He'll do that.
In other words, he just...
First he gave the girls a good time by giving them...
Yeah.
Don't tip us over.
Yeah,
and they went out fishing and all. And my dad loves fresh rainbow trout, and he doesn't often get it anymore.
Yeah,
he doesn't get out anymore at all. And so Don will do that if we aren't going to Anchorage in the next couple of days after we get some fresh fish. Oh, and that's another thing. He doesn't think they're any good after they're frozen for a while.
Yeah, I know it.
So he threw those down just specially for that.
But that
kind
of thing.
Right. He's just
the most gracious
fellow. Yeah. Well, Mike was, Don seems to get along with real well with Mike. Mike Fisher.
Yeah.
Generally, you know.
Yeah. Mike's done a lot of mechanic work.
At least
and
he trusts Mike to fly his plane.
Yeah, except Mike doesn't want to fly anymore, so that's...
Is that right? No more at all,
end
period?
End of an era, yeah. We're going to have to hire another pilot. Mike, he wants to do a lot of things, and
he's going to stay here and tell people?
Yeah, he's going to stay here. He's funny. He's got kind of funny lately. He doesn't want to fly, doesn't want to do mechanic work. I don't know what the deal is.
They claim that... The guys that fly a lot, they all of a sudden, they're going to, they'll just reach the point where
yeah.
they're just going to want to
be more part of it. Yeah, well.
And Don probably smart.
Can't understand. Work. He just, it just got him baffled how anyone could not want to fly.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
But Mike never would go on the glaciers, which I thought was great because if you don't want to go on the glaciers,
right.
you shouldn't. And, but he's both playing real
well. Yeah, he's flown us in fishing.
But anyway, yes, they get along really good. They're good friends. Mike's very knowledgeable, technically.
Yeah, does Mike do all of Don's mechanical work, or has he?
He has, well, between Don and Mike, they get it done. I mean, Don would probably do about half.
Does Don have a mechanic reading?
Yeah, and he's got a license, AI, what's that?
Airframe and
engine inspection. He's got one of two licenses
airframe.
For you can license an aircraft.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's got the regular, what do you call it, mechanic license. And he's also got this one where you can license aircraft.
What?
It's called an AI.
Yeah. A and P is
aircraft inspection.
Airframe quality.
Anyway, he saves us a lot of money.
Well, you put your hat, yeah, I was going to say, you put your hat to do on your parrot. It'd be $100 to plane.
Yeah.
Or I had to send him to Anchorage every time, man.
Right. Yeah. He welds really
yeah.
good. He gets the hole in the aircraft, the way he welds it right together. I'm a professional.
Huh.
He,
has he always done this? I mean, has he always done this?
Yeah, always. The really time-consuming stuff, like say he's busy flying, he'll take a day to Anchorage, you know, mm-hmm. like say it's about a 3, 4, 5 hours worth of
Yeah.
He'll flip down Anchorage and have a take care.
And that's like 7 miles away.
Or
yeah.
Or, like warranty work you'll have and all somewhere in Anchorage.
Yeah. I know, I noticed last time I was on here, you had this one
evening. Yeah. Yeah, we've had fun, not quite a bit, but a lot of
yeah.
little things. You know, on a new aircraft, there's always
yeah,
something that you got.
But does he still have the other one? He had two, didn't he?
Yeah, we got the two new Cessnas.
Where's the other one?
The one on Post.
Where's the other one? The other one?
We got, out of the FAA field car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's on wheels.
I know it wasn't here last time.
Yeah. But he does all that. He's just a man of many talents.
Mm-hmm.
And last fall, our plumbing went all haywire, and he went down into the house and took part piece by piece to fix it.
Yeah.
Anytime something goes wrong in the house, he fixes it. He's talented.
Well.
A lot of that comes, you know, like when he was growing up, in those days, he didn't call for them.
Right.
All the men knew how to do things.
Sure.
Or they were boys then, and they learned. Right. Right. You learned it. And,
well, I can't. I do the same thing. I can't afford to hire a plumber.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plumber,
sure.
you're talking $20 for an hour's work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I do wiring. I wire houses.
I think that's why we're seeing this great trend back to doing things in your
sure.
hands.
Sure.
It's not just that it's expensive, but people should know
yeah.
how to take care of themselves,
sure.
you know.
Yeah. How down get taken with his footwork this year? Is he always been interested in
He, there was someone in town that made tape, and he wanted to, too, so he got these girls and just started.
Just did it.
Thank you.
What three areas do they cover in here?
Australia.
Why don't I read this for it? He took up Dr. Wickman.
Oh, yeah.
Book on 67. I know him.
Thank you.
$37.75. $37.75. Four. And we'll just tell them 100 pounds of baggage because they don't know how to weigh anything, and they'll bring 500 pounds of baggage to give me another trip.
Okay.
Now, if two, you can just break it down. This round trip is 150. You can break it down between one and five.
Oh, it's $150 round trip.
Yeah. Now that's two trips actually, a trip up and a trip back. Now it depends on the people how many I can haul. If the guy weighs 800 pounds and he's got a midget wife, I could probably take both of them. But no, you're joking. The thing is, it depends on the number of extra baggage. If they have their dog and the bassinet and the baby and
well, we can just give a so what's your gross weight less your weight, you know, just a total weight, say it that this much weight is equal and baggy.
It would be better since they can't weigh anything. Just tell them if the people have no baggage and are average weight, I can take five. If they're more than average weight, my average weight is about 155. Heavier than that, I'll probably take four. And Japan Lake on a hot day in August is 2,000 foot elevation. You're lucky to get off in four because it's 2,000 feet high. So just the loop to food trip, it costs $150 for food trip, $75 for trip. And we're in radio communication with Japan Lake.
Okay, they have like, what's that equipment would they have to take into their room?
None.
Nothing, everything?
Just their billboard.
Yeah.
They can, they've got cooking facilities there, they have rental fishing gear, they've got boots, green gear, they're in. And for the party, they don't have anything but their white shirts and skivvies. That is, wait, draw the line with the boots and the rain gear. And it's preferable that every fisherman, if he's a real fisherman, bring along his own gear to put that down.
Well, that's what I need to know. Bring on gear. On fishing gear, right?
You see, but if you say to the people, well, you have to bring your outfit, or we've never been, they don't know what to expect, their lodge facilities. The dining service there, put that down.
Yeah.
The lodge includes guide service.
Okay, you have to expose it. Okay, guide.
Loading service.
Now this is all an extra cost. Guide service.
Yeah, we're talking about transportation. We spent $150 three-way, and it only costs $30 to get in and out of there.
And then this is an extra, right?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Right. Okay, now, if they, when they rent a ride, I don't know what they do, when they rent.
Right, if they rented a boat, it would probably cost them $10 a day, including more. Now, if they chartered a guy to run the boat, and show them where all the fish were baited, and they were 7 miles long, why, the guy would probably run about $40 a day, but he could guide a whole plane load of people in boats. Prorated, it would only be $8 a piece. Or you could say it would be $40 for the guy and $10 for the boat. Split the 5 weeks, and you pay about $5. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing up in Fairbanks? Why don't you come down and look at the bears and eating the moose? Yeah, okay, wait a second. So, you're on the hook. One of your lads, Paul Greiner, one of your lads, one of your fishing partners is going to pull on. Oh, yeah. Can't be anything bad news.
No, no.
Yep. Yeah.
Look. Oh, good.
Rainbow trout, 20-inch class.
Yeah, rainbow trout.
immaculate sheets to sleep between the scaly old smelling fish and much of the
food. They've got guide service, boat service.
Yeah,
they rent equipment. They rent out
anything. They do, but let me just say, bring their own equipment and put it back.
Guide service, boat service, cooking facilities.
What's that?
Cooking facility.
No.
They do the cooking.
They do.
What's the cost there?
I think it costs about $30 a day, but it's first class accommodation.
Probably home there. Is Nick?
Why don't you drop by and see Nick?
That's what I was going to do, and I'll talk to him about the why.
Are you driving?
I got a car, there's no machine. No problem, yeah, I'm driving.
So you drive on the machine, never mind the stone, it's very... Well, look, just that's my guess, but there's a first class store. Okay, well, how shall I?
In 2 hours.
Oh, you mean on that phone?
He said I should have done 5 or 6 hours before.
That's what, 60 miles?
Shalatna and Stepan, the same ring. That won't confuse anybody. They're a Mexican standoff. Actually,
Good.
It's very
okay.